Temple Minds, and don't you forget about me. Welcome to the show this morning at 6:11. You're waking up with Steve, Sean, and the Madge Band. We, the three of us, still trying to wake up this morning. It's been a busy week.
Yeah, it has.
And I was just reading this morning, another study underscores the need for a good night's rest. Researchers say people over the age of 45, which I guess that includes the three of us.
Unfortunately.
Who get fewer than 6 hours of sleep a night, double the risk of having a heart attack or stroke.
Well, that's great to know.
I know.
In our business, it's impossible to get more than 6 hours of sleep a night because you have a life that typically does not end until 9 or 10 o'clock
well,
at night.
If you got kids too, I mean, you got stuff going on. You got places to be.
Basketball tickets.
Yeah. So about 6 hours, but that's what's funny. Getting too much sleep is also dangerous. If you sleep more than 8 hours, you're at higher risk for coronary heart artery disease.
Well, God.
Darn if you don't.
I know.
They do say you should get 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night.
Well, that's what I was going to say. What if you get 8 hours in 1 minute? Do you all of a sudden fall into that high category?
I hope not. See, fortunately on the weekend, I don't know about you, but I definitely try to catch up on sleep.
Oh, sure, yeah. Everybody. But you know what? If you want a better night's sleep, we've got some information for you this Sunday.
That's right. Sunday, noon to 2. Sean and I both are going to be wearing our PJs talking to you from the Sleep Number store at Quell Springs Mall.
Well, because we've been talking about the Sleep Number bed for a long time now, we both sleep on one, so it's time for you to come in, see us at Quell Springs. We are going to be in the Sleep Number store. You got to come in and take a sleep lay. We can even help you find your sleep number.
Well, that's what I was going to say. We've been talking about forever how you need to just go in and find what your personal sleep number is. This is your opportunity. I mean, come on. You get in there, you lay down. Oh, now I see what you're talking about.
You'll know exactly what we're talking about. Plus, we're going to have some other great prizes with us.
That's noon to 2 this Sunday. And, of course, at the Quell Springs Mall. It's the first level next to Dillard's. Check it out this weekend with Magic 104.1. Levine and Complicated here on KMGL. It is 6:17 in the morning with Steve, Sean, and the Magic Man. Happy Friday morning to you. It is March the 30th. If you go back in history, this was the day the very first batch of Coca-Cola was brewed. Happened over a fired backyard down in Atlanta, Georgia. John Pemberton created his concoction as a hangover cure and a stomach ache headache remedy.
Works great.
Yes. Now, what's very interesting was that it actually contained cocaine until 1904.
Yes, it did.
That's not so good.
And Congress said, that's probably not a good idea. We're going to ban that.
When you really had a Coke and a smile.
Yeah. Well, it's 17 minutes after 6 o'clock. Thanks for waking up with us. Let's get you caught up on Time Saver Traffic.
Latest is an injury. That's Time Saver Traffic on KMGL.
Brought to you by the Honey Baked Ham Store. And high today about 79 in Oklahoma City. It is 63 degrees right now.
You need,
lose control, a body and soul.
Let's get it started. Black Eyed Peas here at KMGL at 6:25 in the morning with Steve, Sean, and the Magic Man. Don't forget to tonight, the Mega Millions drawing, guys. It's up to $540 million.
I actually stopped and bought tickets
really?
On my way in this morning.
I might have to get one or two. But, it's funny because they say that when it really comes down to it, I mean, your odds of getting struck by lightning are,
better. Yeah, better, right.
Winning this thing, but still, $540 million, that'll get your attention.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of money, Canada has decided they're going to get rid of the penny. Yeah, they're going to quit making it because I guess it costs 1.6 cents to produce one. Here in America, it costs 2.4 cents, and so they thought, who needs the penny?
I've got jars and jars of pennies. But if you try to give me a penny, and, if I'm getting change and it includes a penny, I'll tell them to keep it.
And you don't even bend down to pick one up.
I won't bend down to pick one up. If it's a dime
really?
Or a nickel, I'll bend down to pick that up, but not a penny.
Not a penny. Well, yes, it looks like. I wonder if there's any movement here in the U.S. to do away with it as well.
Could be.
We'll kind of keep an eye on that. 6:25 this morning here at KMGL. Tell you what, we've got something that'll save you a few pennies. Actually, more than that. Fiddler on the Roof tickets. The show is coming back to Oklahoma May 1st through the 6th. Tickets go on sale officially on Monday. We've got a pair for you just after 6:30 this morning here on KMGL. Fleetwood Mac and Gypsy here at KMGL, Oklahoma City. Good morning to you. Thanks for joining us this Friday morning. Our time now is 6:30 as we join News 9's Robin Marsh.
Good morning. Sales for tonight's from Oklahoma's own News 9. I'm Robin Marsh for Magic 104.1 KMGL.
Now, that's going to be a hot ticket.
Uh-huh.
And I don't have that ticket.
You don't have
that ticket?
That surprises me. Wow, checking traffic this morning. That's Time Saver Traffic on KMGL.
Forecast for Oklahoma City today being brought to you by our friends at Home Run Sliders. 30% chance of some thunderstorms creeping in later today. Look for high about 79, low tonight 58. Tomorrow, sunshine and 82. And Sunday, get this, sunshine at 89 degrees. 63 this morning here at KMGL.